As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we don't often get to hear the readings or even celebrate the feast of John the Baptist unless we're regular weekday churchgoers, because it doesn't often fall on the Sunday. But today, the feast day of the birth of John the Baptist, or the nativity of John the Baptist, is a really good opportunity for us to reflect on John's role in salvation history, which is our history. In the West, sadly, the Western world, I think we've kind of written John the Baptist out a little bit. He gets overtaken by other stronger figures, perhaps, and other events, and little is said about John. So it's good to have the opportunity to raise his profile a little bit this day. Now, if I was to give this homily a theme, it'd be something like what's in a name. Name is very important. There's an ad on TV at the moment. I'm not sure what it's advertising for, but it makes me laugh every time I see it. And the father is standing in the birthing suite of a hospital, and the nurse, the midwife, is there with pen and paper ready to go, and says to the father, "What name are you calling your child?" And the father looks around and he goes, "I think we'll call him Callum." And the nurse goes, "Very good, Mr. Murray." And then there are fast-forward shots during young Callum's life. Some of you will have seen this. I know you will have. If you haven't, I'm fine-tuning you, Mary, to it. It's very well done. So they fast-forward during Callum's life, and then the first fast-forward scene is young Callum in primary school, very junior primary school, and the teacher says something like, "I'd like to call forward Callum Murray." And he comes forward, so the little kid's embarrassed. The next scene is when Callum's obviously got his P's or something like that, and he's been pulled over by the police, as P-platers do that once, just to check. And the policeman is having this conversation with him, and he's asked for his driver's licence, and the policeman's going, "Seriously? They called you Callum Murray?" And he's slapping the side of the car laughing. And then the last scene, of course, is young Callum's getting married, and he's standing there before his bride, and the priest is there saying, "Do you, Callum Murray?" Callum Murray? Names are really important. I wish people would think a little more seriously about the names that they give to their children. The parents don't have to travel life with some of the horror names that are given to their kids. Even now, and I've mentioned this once before, I have to put on the baptismal form, the application form, when somebody comes to request baptism, I've got to put on what gender the child is, because with some of the names I have no idea. And that's a bit of a trend thing, I think, in the way that people sometimes spell names. I think that's just to keep me on my toes as well. In Jesus' time, a name was hugely important, and it was nearly always linked in some way to the history of Israel or to God's intervention in Israel. Fast forward that to 2018, and we would have said that we had the same connection once when we called our first name our Christian name. Well, now that language has been removed, another government decision, so it's called first name now. But traditionally, the first name that we had was that which followed in the Christian tradition, great women and men who guide us. And we still, thank heavens, carry on that tradition when it comes to confirmation, where we take a saint's name. But I look at the names in the main figures today, and we have Zechariah, Elizabeth, John, Jesus, and even Gabriel. And all of them are very closely connected to the name of God. Zechariah means the Lord has remembered. Elizabeth means God is fullness. John means God has shown grace or favour. And indeed, the word Jesus itself means the Lord is salvation. Very intimately connected with Creator God. Now, the feast of John the Baptist, birth of John the Baptist, was and is one of the oldest feasts that the church owns. Much older than most of the ones that you hear more of. Much, much older. By 354 AD, the church had established in its calendar when Christmas was. It actually stole the date from Christmas from a Roman calendar. And that was because the date that they chose was the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. We've just gone through the winter solstice this week in the Southern Hemisphere. But the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere is that time when it's the shortest day of the year. So from then on, there's going to be light coming into the world. It starts to get longer. That's why the date was chosen from an ancient Roman feast. So then the feast for John the Baptist's birth was brought forward and placed at the summer solstice, when the days, which they have just gone through in the Northern Hemisphere, when the day of the year actually starts to get shorter. And I think that is really clever in helping us understand both theologically and spiritually John the Baptist's role. It's more than just his name, but his role in our salvation history. As John's light dims, Jesus' light expands. It's a beautiful image, and it's very easy to grasp. And when I look at that and I think of the role of John and then the role of Jesus, John introduced Jesus, but John went out into the wilderness and he drew people to him. In the wilderness, where did he end up? He actually ended up on the Jordan River. And why would Luke put him at the Jordan River? He could have gone anywhere, especially up a mountain, but he didn't. He put him on a plain on the Jordan River. Why? Because that's where the people of Israel came into the promised land. Their entry into their new life, the new kingdom, was across the Jordan River. So Luke very cleverly positions John in this way, I think because he's highlighting the importance of John's role in instructing Jesus. Jesus, we believe, was probably a disciple of John's for a while. But then they exercised life in opposites. That's why I started with John's light dims while Jesus' light expands. So we've got to work out in our life, are we a Jesus follower or a John follower? John went off to the wilderness. Jesus went to where the people were. The people came to John. Jesus went to the people. Everything's quite the opposite. John started by talking about conversion or repentance. And then the reason that he did that is because he wanted to bring the people together, what I'm going to call communion. So John goes from conversion to communion. Jesus goes from communion, he does everything with meals, he goes from communion to conversion. He brings the people together, and then together they can change the world, the new kingdom, and that's our role in salvation history. John is instrumental in guiding us still into the way of peace. And that happens because he is the light, in one sense, that leads us to Jesus. That was the case always and is still the case today. And so it's rather sad that John gets written out a little bit of salvation history. He is instrumental. And our starting place is the communion that we have together. It's not the end place. It's our starting place. And from there, we, like Jesus, then go to convert, hopefully, the world to the way of God. How do we do that? Well, I suppose we need a blessing. When Zechariah, John's father, was told by the angel Gabriel that Elizabeth was going to have a child, Zechariah argued with the angel. And then the angel said, well, just to prove to you the power of God, and the word Gabriel actually means God is strength. Just to prove to you, Zechariah, I'm going to strike you dumb. So he did not have the ability to speak for 9 months during Elizabeth's pregnancy, during the birthing of John. 9 months he was silent. And that's why they asked for the pad today, for him to say, what name are you giving this child? And he said, wrote down on his iPad, his name is John. And then his voice returned. Zechariah was the priest. He was the priest who was on duty for that year. He was the only priest who could go behind the veil into the sanctuary to burn the incense. He was the only one that could do it. That was his role. And he was struck dumb. One part of his role was to come out and give the blessing. He couldn't do his priestly job because he argued with God. And then his job was fulfilled when John was born. And it's interesting that the closing words of Luke's gospel, from where we get today's gospel, which is the beginning, right at the beginning, the closing words of Luke's gospel has Jesus taking up Zechariah's words and giving the blessing just before his ascension. It doesn't give all the blessing, but this is the blessing that is given through John's father through onto the lips of Jesus to us this day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.